Slobodan Milosevic opens his defense on July 5th. The former president of the former Yugoslavia is standing trial at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia in The Hague. He's been charged with genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes in Croatia, Bosnia, and Kosovo in the 1990s. Judge Theodore Marone is president of the tribunal. He joins us from our studios in New York City. Judge Marone, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Mr. Simon.
And President Milosevic went on trial in February of 2002. Apart from his illness and the illness of the trial judge, why has this case taken so long to come just to the defense presentation?
Well, you mentioned his illness. Of course, this is not just a sort of tangential consideration. It has been a very major concern of ours. We can run trials of Milosevic only 3 days a week at the utmost. In addition to that, please remember, this is a very unusual case, perhaps the greatest in its dimensions, in its scope, in the type of accusations, in the number of charges of indictment, 66 indictments covering several years of fighting and atrocities, thousands and thousands of pages of written testimony, hundreds of witnesses.
And recently, Mr. Milosevic named Bill Clinton, the German Prime Minister, Gerhard Schroeder, and Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Britain, as among 1,400 witnesses that he wants to subpoena in his behalf. Can he call anyone he wants to?
Well, I would rather, Mr. Simon, not go into details of the case being a member of the appeals court. I may one day sit on the appeal of this case, so I don't want to say specifically whom he may call or whom he might not be allowed to call. What I can tell you is that he submitted a list, quite a generous, a very long list of witnesses to the bench, to the court, which is trying him. And they are involved in screening it, and they will make the decisions, which I'm sure will be in conformity with international law.
Judge Marone, how do you assess the arguments that some people make when a lower-level officer is indicted, that the tribunal first has to look at the highest-ranking officials, or otherwise that's its own form of injustice?
My own view, as somebody who has studied history of international criminal law, my own preference would have been that from the beginning we would have been given the opportunity to focus on the most senior defendants. No international courts, either now or in the future, will have the resources, the judicial resources, the financial resources, the time to try everybody who was involved in war crimes or in other atrocities. So I think that the message of vindication of justice is much more effective, resonates much more with the victims. When we try the most senior people responsible, I think that we I'm very happy that now we can try heads of states, commanders of divisions, of corps, of brigades, and so on. This is how it should be.
Judge Marone, there are calls for more worldwide tribunals, perhaps in Darfur, perhaps in Sudan, perhaps not in Iraq. But I'm wondering if you could reflect on the experience you've had so far as to how some of these procedures might be expedited.
I think that perhaps in the future, based on our experience, prosecutors will perhaps be more selective in choosing the charges which they will choose to prosecute, not proceeding on a sort of a global frontal basis of charge A, charge B, charge C. They will be more selective. They will select charges for which they have the best available evidence, charges which are more serious. There are ways in which the process can be expedited. Apart from Nuremberg, we did not have any basis on which to proceed. But, you know, in the long run, what we must do is to inspire, to urge states to prosecute their own nationals, in some cases nationals of other countries, for war crimes of any kind that those people have committed. So I am a great advocate of national prosecutions and their our case law will be extremely useful because it will avoid this appearance of being parochial or partial or biased. You will have international standards to apply.
Judge Marone, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Judge Theodore Marone is president of the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia and Rwanda, speaking from our studios in New York.